Still 2-2 here to Zellner with two outs. Buste at second. Bottom seven. Zellner pushes down on the top of the helmet. Awaits the 2-2 from Berumen. First base side of the rubber for the right-hander. Slide step in the 2-2. It misses inside. Fastball. Three balls and two strikes. Five, 10-1 is the Lobo line. 0-5-2 on the Spartan line. Maruma with a long look at his catcher. Gallegos for the sign. Now he has the one he likes. And time given on home plate to Zellner. He got tired of waiting. Zellner steps back in. Maruma sets the belt. Peek at second. Here's the payoff. Swing and a foul straight back. And that looked like it was off speed. And I think Zellner was right on that one. Right-hander working, it looks like, down the left field line in the bullpen for the Spartans. Lobo pen is still quiet. It's Michael Wright. He's from Elk Grove, California. That's up Sacramento way, just outside the capital city in the Golden State. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's up high, and he's lost Zellner to the free pass, and they're two on with two down, and Jared Meek's going to get a great chance. This is a pretty cool little scenario with Meek and Vigil batting back-to-back in a Lobo lineup here today. Meek comes in defensively when Holly gets a little tug at the left hamstring, it appeared. These are the two guys, Meek and Vigil, who have been the high school player of the year in Albuquerque, out of New Mexico. Meek out of Carlsbad, Vigil out of Albuquerque, the state player of the year, back-to-back. Meek takes a call strike and it's 0-1. Meek 2 years ago, Vigil last season. Teammates with the Lobos, both New Mexicans, batting back-to-back in the order here in the seventh. The 0-1 pitch to Meek, swinging a ground ball right side, that's through, base hit, should get a run. Here comes Buste around third, he's trying, throwing to third base on Zellner, safe there, and the batter Meek into second base, two out, RBI base knock for Jared Meek. The Lobos lead it 6-0. So Meek delivers, that's his first plate appearance of the day. And Meek drives in his seventh run. He started the day batting .279. This will not be a double. This is a single and a second on the throw through to third base. But very good base running on the part of Meek. Seeing that throw go all the way through to third base. A very nice throw from Olivet, by the way, but not in time. But now Vigil could drive in a couple. The pitch to Andre and a fastball strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Buste has scored. Zellner, he's at third. Meek out at second. Breaking ball here, and Vigil takes one high and tight, a ball and a strike. You know Vigil is dying for a better at-bat here in the seventh than he gave in the fifth. Single for Vigil to start a two-run rally in the second. Grounded out to third base with a runner at second and one away in the third, and then struck out on a fastball out of the zone. Went down on three pitches, swinging in the fifth. He's bunting here. He drops it third base side, and it trickles foul. Great idea by Vigil. Just couldn't keep it fair. That'd have gotten a run home. So Zellner, 90 feet away. Meek out there in scoring position at second. And Vigil with a chance really to salt this one away. It's 6-0. Lobos 11 knocks now for New Mexico. And Vigil could get double figures in RBIs if he could produce a run here. Would probably get two with a base hit to the outfield somewhere. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Lined right center field. Get down. Yes, sir. That's in a base hit. Zellner has scored. Here comes Meek motor around third. He'll score standing up. Two out. Two runs. Single by Andre Vigil. The Lobos produce three here in the seventh inning, and they lead it 8-0. Terrific piece of hitting by Vigil as well right there. Just staying back on a breaking ball and drilling it into right center field. 11 RBIs now for Vigil on the year. That's got to bring a smile to Lobo head man Ray Birmingham's face, this two-out rally that New Mexico has put together here in the seventh. Now Aaron Seipel. Veal over at first. A dozen hits in all now for the Lobos. And the offering to Seipel outside, ball one. .812-1 for New Mexico, .052 for the Spartans. There's a little breeze. It's blowing straight out to left now. And the pitch to Seipel. Drilled it first on the ground and a diving stab by Lopez. What a play. The lefty first baseman backhands that and steps on the bag on his own, robbing Seipel of extra bases and ending the Lobo rally. Seven bat, one left, three score. Lobos in control. Six outs for a W. Eighth inning coming. 8-0 New Mexico. Lobo baseball, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.